from KUOW. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Well, as you heard, the state lawmakers go back to work next week. Congress reconvenes this week after 12 months of gridlock and inaction. 2013 for Congress ended with a bipartisan budget deal. Gave everybody a little bit of hope that 2014 would be more productive. But this is, after all, an election year, and all 435 House seats and 33 Senate seats are up for grabs. Andrea Seabrook is a former NPR correspondent and political analyst for Behind Decode DC podcast. She joins us from time to time to talk about Congress. Andrea says extending unemployment benefits are at the very top of the agenda for the new year.
The recession, though it seems to be over and the country as a whole is back down to 7% unemployment, the percentage of those people who have been unemployed for a long time is much higher than it usually is when we're at 7% unemployment or better. And that's because the truth is, if you started out a little bit behind, if your income was a little bit lower, chances are you're still feeling the effects of that recession. Also, people who have been unemployed for a long time have harder time getting work. It's like a bad spiral. And so the point of long-term unemployment benefits is to help those people. And the Democrats are saying, because the recession is still affecting those people, unemployment benefits should be extended in the long term.
How much support from Republicans is there for that idea?
There's actually a good bit of support among Republicans, but only if the Democrats and the Republicans can come up with a way to offset the cost of it. It costs tens of billions of dollars to the federal budget every time unemployment benefits are extended beyond the normal 26 weeks. So it's not money to sneeze at. And it's something that has been extended and extended since 2008. And there's basically a judgment call to be made here by members of Congress at a time when they're not acting particularly rational in most cases.
Well, so if Republicans would support it, if there were offset cuts, where might those offset cuts come from?
Well, as far as I can tell, the cuts are likely to come from future spending on future programs. I mean, there's an expectation that as the economy really recovers, that the economy will generate more activity and therefore more tax revenue into the federal government, and there'll be more money to play with, and then you can make the cuts without feeling it so much. That's the kind of thing that they're looking at right now.
Interesting. I think a lot of Americans thought that at the mid-December big hoopla where Patty Murray and Paul Ryan announced their budget deal, that things were good. We were good to go. But there is another budget deadline that's just like a week away.
Yeah, there's some confusion here. The budget document that Paul Ryan and Patty Murray had their kumbaya moment and the big, you know, this great moment of bipartisanship, that document has no weight of law behind it. It is not an actual law. It's just a budget blueprint that sets top line spending numbers for the other parts of Congress that actually dole out that money. So the truth is, there's still a lot of bipartisan work to be done where the rubber meets the road, which is actually doling out that money for specific programs and agencies and, you know, everything that you think of as the federal government. And that still has to happen.
January 15th is the deadline. That's less than 10 days away. What happens if they don't meet that deadline?
Well, the government will have to shut down again. Very unlikely that they won't meet it. It seems that the big signal coming from the Patty Murray, Paul Ryan moment is that both sides, and particularly Republicans in the House of Representatives, have figured out that it looks really, really bad to most Americans when Congress can't get its act together and keep the government running. And so it's not likely that the two sides will push it to that extreme. You'll probably see the House and the Senate pass some short-term extension of current funding so that they give themselves another couple weeks or months to actually get together and pass actual funding for the federal government.
I'm talking with Andrea Seabrook, a political analyst and writer from Decode DC. Andrea, aside from extending unemployment benefits and budget extension, I know each party has every year some pet issue that they're going to push through. For Democrats and then Republicans, what are those issues this year?
Well, yes, it's an election year. So, of course, the two parties are scanning the landscape for something that can get the blood pumping in their base. For Democrats, that's a bill to increase the minimum wage up to just above $10 an hour. For Republicans, they've decided to spend a lot of time on the health care law and its problems and varied solutions that they will come up with over the coming months.
And just a last question. One of those pet issues last year for Democrats and some Republicans was immigration. We heard something over the holidays about John Boehner moving slightly on this issue. Are we likely to see immigration reform?
It was such an interesting sign that John Boehner was moving a little bit. Behind the scenes here in Washington, he's hired somebody onto his top-level staff who is an expert in immigration negotiations. So there's these little signals. And the Republicans did take a beating in the last election, especially losing votes of Latino Americans. So there's a chance we could see movement in the Republican Party. But really, in an election year, the inertia working against starting something like that or continuing something like that is so great that nobody that I know expects to see major changes, at least not until we get a sense of how this Congress this year is going to work together or not.
Andrea, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks for taking time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Andrea Seabrook is a former NPR correspondent and the political analyst, behind the Decode DC podcast. And she told me she's joining me from the Arctic Vortex in Washington, D.C., here on The Record on KUOW.